Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, those of you who follow me on my Instagram page will know that the last 4 or 5 days I've been over in Ibiza. And whether you're listening to this episode years down the line or today, I'm going to share a little funny story with you because my wife was talking to me ahead of going, and she spoke to our friends that we were going to see. They got married, and before I went, Marcia said to them, "Oh, Mark's got this kind of perspective of Ibiza that it's just nuts." And I said to Marcia, no, listen, the last time I was in Ibiza, I was 25, 20, 27, 28. And I literally went there for a stag do, and we stayed in San Antonio. It was nuts. It wasn't particularly the cleanest of experience, being we were in a pretty crappy hotel. We were just going to clubs and fast food restaurants. And that's all I remembered Ibiza as, just music, partying, stag do's, hen do's, and party. And so I didn't really have a different perspective of Ibiza. I just had one, right? But it was skewed. However, I went and we stayed in a lovely hotel, and went to a phenomenal wedding in a beautiful villa. And we went to some lovely restaurants and ate some wonderful food, relaxed, and just saw the beautiful side of Ibiza. You know, saw some friends, met up some people, some clients, and came back with a new perspective of Ibiza. You know, for many of you listening to this, I'm sure you've been, and you would have seen the side I saw when I was in my late 20s, and then the side I see now. And it was just lovely to just be able to experience something in two ends of the spectrum. You know, if you've been this year, probably bringing some memories back talking about this now, and if you're due to go or you will go in the future, I honestly can't recommend the place enough. I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. But when I'm away, I always have a lot of time to think, and I actually came back today. Today's Wednesday, and I normally have 3.5 hours of calls on Wednesday mornings with our coaching groups, our business coaching programs. I shared an observation in one of the calls today that I really, really wanted to share with you, because you don't work with us right now. Most of you listening to this right now, you're not in one of our business coaching programs. And with that, you know, when really, really good conversations happen inside our coaching communities, I sometimes like to bring them to the podcast, because inside our business coaching programs, we have the actual how to get to where you want to be. And something that's important for you guys to understand, that every piece of content is a snippet of what you do. It's not the process from A to B to C. So you kind of always get worried about what type of content to share, because you don't want to give away your best stuff. I'm going to give away some of my best stuff today. But it's a part of what we do. And when people come into our coaching programs, they get the whole of what we do. And that's what gets the result. It's like clients, giving clients advice on nutrition and how much carbs to have or fats to have. It's not the diet that you've made specifically for them, which is why it's never a problem to share on your social media exactly that exactly what it is that you do, but just not the full recipe, right? And in business, the recipe is exactly what you pay for. But I wanted to talk about income and expectations today. This is such a valuable topic. And it's all to do with managing your expectations around money and income and what you should, inverted commas, be earning because of what you see on social media, right? I was privileged enough, or, you know, you guys are very privileged, but I was privileged enough to go through an era where we've had social media and not had social media, and I had to be bloody, bloody good at my craft to get recognized in the industry. And there's a lot of people who aren't very good at their craft but become very good at content. And as a result of that, they get known for their content before they get known for their craft. I got known for my craft before I got known for my content. And in doing so, the expectations that I had of how much money I was going to make in the industry was not even the forefront of my mind. The forefront of my mind is that the success that I want in this industry comes as a result of my craft, my skill set, all right? And at the moment, we have a lot of people, because online, you've got people saying, look, you can make six figures in this amount of time, seven figures in that amount of time. This is the formula to do this. This is the formula to do that, right? Now, I have a framework that helps coaches get to consistent 5 to 7K months. Do I tell them it's going to take 6 months? No. Do I tell them it's going to take a year to 2 years? Quite often, yes. Very often, yes. I've had coaches go through our six-month business coaching programs, and after a year, haven't reached that amount of money, because I've helped them with their expectations to realize that the things that they need to learn to get to where they want to be are going to take time. And the reason why I want to talk about income and expectations today is because depending on the type of person you are will depend on how fast you get to where you want to be. So I battened down the hatches. I shut the hatches. I locked myself away from all my friends. I stayed in my apartment in Nottingham. I wrote hundreds of articles. I read huge amount of books. I traveled the world doing courses. I paid all my money into mentors. I did my social media every single day without fail. And I grew my reputation, my business, my results a lot quicker than most people would ever do. But the reality, and this is what I was saying on the group call today, the reality is, what type of person are you? Are you somebody who is 110% going to give it their all to make six figures by the end of this year? About $8,400 a month. Are you genuinely the type of person that's going to sacrifice your social life, going to sacrifice TV, going to sacrifice partying, going to Ibiza, to stay and make sure you hit six figures? I did. But I actually didn't want to reach a monetary goal. I wanted to reach a results goal. And that results goal meant I had to study relentlessly to understand how to get what I want to get from my clients. And I dedicated myself insanely to my bodybuilding, to build my body, to avoid alcohol and partying and all those sorts of things. But most of you are not in a position yet where you're able to do that. So let's be honest. Reality, expectations. Have you said you want to make six figures by the end of this year or the end of 2 years' time? Let me give you some of my perspective, right? Majority of you listening to this episode right now do not have the business and marketing skills in the next 2 to 3 months that's going to help you make six figures. A lot of you listening to this, right? A month. So let's look at your expectations. Is it realistic for some of your clients that are heavily overweight to do a body transformation or photo shoot in the next 4 to 4 months? No, because it's going to take a year to a year and a half to not only lose the weight, but then do the transformation. So it's more likely going to be 8, 10, 12 months. Great, let's manage your clients' expectations. Let me help you manage your expectations with money. If you're earning 25 grand a year right now, this is nuts when I give you these stats, right? The average pay rise for a government worker in the UK, police, nurse, ambulance, fire, the average pay increase per year is 1.57% to 1.7%, right? If you as a PT or an online coach increased your PT sessions by 4 a week or 3 and charging £40 an hour or 3 to 4 online clients charging 200 a month, you would be increasing your salary annually by 30%. Over 28% increase in what most people get in the world, right? They want work for themselves. So I'm just going to give you a bit of reality check, right? Let me understand this. If you're earning 25 grand a year at the moment, and you have all your sights set on the six figures, and you have to remember, whatever the figure that your sights are set on monetary-wise has to be met by the work rate that's going to actually get you there as quick as you are. So I'm just going to give you some reality check, right? If you wanted, well, let me actually rephrase this to you, okay? So if you're earning $25,000 a year, and you have a 30% increase at the end of the year, you'll be earning $32,500, right? Which is 7,500 difference between 25,000 and 30,000. Okay. Now, that is the equivalent of increasing 4 PT sessions at £40 an hour and 3 online clients at £200 a month. Now, my question to you, to go from 25,000 to 32,500 in 1 year, would you be happy with that? And I'm going to go through a few more with you right now. Would you be happy with that? Right? Just ask yourself that. Okay? Would you be happy with that? Now, if I said to you that you're going to go from 32,000 at the end of that year up 30%, you'd be on £42,500. So you, within 2 years, you've gone from 25,000 to 42,000. What if I said that by the end of year three, if you had a 30% increase by getting 4 PT sessions a week, and there will be a ceiling on that, but what if you open your own studio and ended up getting 3 or 4 coaches in there, increasing 4 PT sessions a week? You're able to also get 3 to 4 online clients at 200 a month. By the end of year three, you'll be earning 54,000. If you could continue at that rate online and keep growing, you would be on 71,402 at the end of year four. At the end of year five, you would be on 92,800. If you increased by 4 PT sessions, obviously you're not going to be doing, you know, gazillion PT sessions, but you could end up with your own facility studio where your team are working for you. Or you could do 3 to 4 online clients at £200 a month. By the end of year six, you'll be earning 120,000. 120,000. So my question to you, this is why I wanted to have income and expectations. If I said to you right now that at the end of year five, say 5.5 years into your career from today, by that time you're earning 100,000 a year, what would you say to me? What would you say to me? My likelihood is you would say to me, I'll take it. If I said it's going to take you 5 years to get to 100,000 a year, £8,500 a month, would you take it? That allows you to grow at a consistent pace, making sure you get 1 or 2 clients a week. And your retention levels stay high. Obviously, it's accounting for a few drop-offs here and there, month to month to month. But it's going to take you 5 or 6 years. Now, here's an interesting point that I brought to the conversation, which will blow your mind. If in year one, you are very unskilled with marketing, business, sales, leadership, etc., lead generation. If after year one, you've gone from 25,000 to 32,500, do you think that you would have learned a lot of skills and tactics and strategies that would have helped you to get ahead that you can apply in your business the next year? But who in life stands still? Who in life stands still? No one. Your clients, once they've done 60 kg back squat, they want to do 65 and then 70 and then 75. They want to keep moving forward by creatures of habit. We all want progress. So you're not just going to tick over with one client a week. So my likelihood is after year two, when you've got yourself to 42,500, it's more than likely when you hit year three, instead of being 54,000, it's more than likely going to be 65 or 70,000 because to scale everything that you've got and the speed that you want to grow, you're going to be like, I'm driven. I want to know how to do this faster. And I don't want 3 to 4 clients a month. I want 3 to 4 clients extra a week. And then I want to build a team. And then if I have a team, I can start my marketing faster and I can have to do less coaching and then I can grow. So if you stayed as a solo business, of course you could get to 100 grand in 6 years. Wouldn't you take that? So those of you right now, I'm asking you, at the end of year two, you're saying, yeah, I want to be making 6 figures. Show me your work rate. Show me the discipline and processes that you have in your business and how hard you work and how disciplined you are with everything you have to do every day and how you've 10x that in terms of your work rate, the work pace that you put into your business, the sales, the systems. If it's not there, you've got to lower your expectations because the goal financially has to be met by the work. And this is the reality of an expectation, the income and expectations I wanted to talk to you about today. You know, I'm very proud of the business coach that I am and the team that I have around me and the message that we have to our team. And that's why I said on the group call today, I said, guys, listen, who here would be happy to join me on a quest to make 6 figures in the next 4 to 5 years? Exactly. So I can put your hand up and say the knowledge and systems and processes and support that you have inside this group, Coach and Concierge Build, do you all believe here that inside this, the knowledge and skill that we teach you and the support and the community and the live days that we have and all the one-to-one calls that we have, do you think that this, I asked them to put the hand up, has enough information in it to get you to where you want to be? Yeah. Everybody put their hands up. Great. So is the limitation the work that you're prepared to put in? And therefore the challenges we place upon everybody every single week to be better, to be one step better, to get better at all the different aspects of business. So if you've gone from 25 grand to 32 and a half in year one, but then you spent the whole of that year one learning, and then you've applied the rest of the year to applying, or you put the aside the rest of the year to applying really, really hard, then you won't just make 32,500 by the end of the year, it'll be more like 41,000. And then you've got to 55,000 by the end of year two, and then year three, you'll be up to the 60,000 because of the work rate that you put in. Instead of getting one client a week, you start to get two or three clients a week because your marketing's better, your lead generation's better. So what I want you to understand is right now, it's more beneficial to have a longer-term mindset around the income that you want to make that's matched with the outcome that you're putting into the business. And then over time, you can bring your expectations slightly lower down because you have the data to support the fact that you are actually working closer towards that goal. But I just want to ask you this question. What's the rush? You have people coming in our program and we go, right, come on. You know, in Coach Concierge Build, we say, you know, what's the goal? A consistent 5 to 7K. Right, do you want to hit that in the next 6 months or 12 months? In reality, I'd like to build my systems, my processes, build my confidence, my credibility, my ability to sell better, my ability to create content better. And that'll naturally come. And I said, but if we get you to 4 or 5, and once we've got you to 4 or 5, then you'll actually have the tools to be able to go on to hit the 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, K a month. But a lot of people come in with this expectation that they want to make a lot of money straight off the bat, but their output doesn't match the goal. So, you know, think about this. You only really need to get 4 PT sessions a week or 3 to 4 online clients. Two clients realistically for PT, that was you done for the full year, extra 4 sessions, but 3 clients a month. But if you keep doing that month on month on month on month on month, the growth is ridiculous. So I wanted to share this with you to just give you a different perspective, a real different perspective over the time frame it's going to take to get to where you are, and enjoy it. Imagine this, you were 25 years old listening to this podcast right now, and by the age of 31, you were making 100 grand a year. Or if you're making 5 grand a month now, you're making 15 grand a month by the time you're 31. Like, what's wrong with that? The reason why a lot of coaches will come back to me after trying to aggressively hit a certain figure is that there is a very small percentage of people that are ready and able to do a body transformation and a physique photo shoot. A very small percentage. Everybody can lose a bit of weight or get lean, but very few people see their abs. And it's exactly the same in business coaching. Very few people hit 10K very, very quickly because they've got the discipline, attention, focus to actually get the bloody work done. You have to be honest with yourself. If you're learning those systems and skills and processes over time, that's the stuff that's going to take time. Guys, I would absolutely love the opportunity to bring you into Coach and Concierge Build to show you how we help coaches build a consistent 5 to 7K months into their business. I'd love to be able to show you that. And I urge you to just go to the link in my bio on Instagram, click Coach and Concierge Build, have a look at the program. I urge you also to send me a DM if you want to speak to myself or my team about the program, because let's manage your expectations. And by the way, this episode is not about talking to you about, when you work with Mark, it takes 6 years. I'd rather you be realistic. And not force somebody that's not able to do the work yet to give them more realistic goals. And then as you in your business show evidence that you're on the move, then we can make more realistic predictions. But I don't know about you, but if you consistently do what you do now and getting 4 PT sessions a week or 3 to 4 clients a month, year one, 32,500, year two, 42,250, year three, 54,000, nearly 55,000, year four, 71,400, and year five, 92,823. By the end of the year five, you're earning 120 grand, £670. It's a real, real, real eye-opener when you start to realize that where you want to be is not far away, But until you actually start to look at the numbers and actually understand what it's going to take to get there, you become very overwhelmed and don't actually do anything about it. So as always, I really, really hope this episode has been of help to give you some realistic expectations of what you can achieve. And the best businesses actually are built over time, not the ones that are just rushing to try and get new clients. They're not even the type of clients they want. It doesn't support the results that they want to achieve. They're just in there from a financial perspective. Build a business now and work on the systems, the processes, and the foundations of the business. You'll have one here that you're here in 10 years' time and also making 10 times the money if you do it right. Like I said, if you want my help, go to my Instagram, send me a DM, click on the link in my bio on the link tree, go to Coach Concierge Build. Myself and my team would love to speak to you. But for now, guys, hope you find this helpful. Income and expectations, manage yours, and you'll be a lot happier. Take care.